Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Stephen Evans, of course, a contributor with the Anfield Rap. Morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Same old problems, I suppose, for Liverpool. We've had so many of these seasons where they do something great in a game and then face a team who you expect them to get a result against, and it doesn't quite go that way.
Yeah, it's a problem we've seen so many times before, unfortunately, Steve, isn't it? Full of hope after a fantastic result at Arsenal, and we go there expecting, probably out of the first four away games we have, it's probably the one you expect to get the most points. Well, it'd be the most straightforward, really, and then we put a performance like that. I heard you describe it as meek before, and that's probably spot on, I think. It was very disappointing to have, you know, so much of the ball, 81% possession, but you know, we never really created anything significant or tested the keeper, but inside the box, really, just limited to long-range shots all game, yeah, so it was a disappointing day.
Look, you can have as much possession as you want, but unless you do something with it in the right areas, it's going to come to nothing, and we saw that.
We did. People talk about being aggressive and you're a defensive player. We need to be aggressive in your attack and ruthless, and it was all very tippy-tappy, nicey-nicey, and without anyone really taking the game by the scruff of the neck when you needed some kind of leadership on the pitch, there wasn't really much of that either. And as I said, we kind of huffed and puffed, and but never really created anything really for all our possession and passing, which is disappointing more than anything, really.
Let's face it, massively bad luck that Sadio Mane could not be involved. We'd all sort of hung our hats on him after that performance against Arsenal.
Yeah, he barely looked very bright here, but a lot of pace. I mean, I'm not too sure how much space we had to exploit against Burnley, because obviously once we went the goal behind very early on, obviously from our own mistakes again, then they started even deeper in and just defended what they had, really. So there wasn't much space to exploit, but obviously he is capable of producing a little bit of magic from nowhere that could create things for us. But, you know, we had plenty of quality on the pitch, and like Daniel Sturridge, Pacchettino, Firmino, but none of them sort of were able to deliver on the day. They were, as I said, were just limited to very, very, well, to loads and loads of sort of long-range shots, really.
But what did you make of the positioning of some of the players? Daniel Sturridge, for example, he started wide right in that sort of attacking formation, but spent a lot of time in the midfield. It wasn't a game where he excelled in any way. It sort of drifted by him.
Yeah, I mean, that could be said about most players, to be fair, as well, though, Steve. I mean, it wasn't the best position for him. For me, on his day, you know, he's one of the best strikers in the Euro. For me, he's clinical. So we need him in and around the box. We had very little presence in the box, to be honest with you. Firmino was another one who likes to come deep. So, you know, too many times we had players floating around the edge of the box, and we need sort of presence in the box, really. And especially Daniel Sturridge, as I said, on his day, he's so good. So we need him to be in and around the danger area when he can pull the trigger and score goals for us.
I just feel like we need a dominant midfielder at the moment. Someone who's got that real authority, who can sort of stamp an impression on the game.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we've lacked a leader for a long time now, I think. Especially, I mean, Jordan Henderson, he can't make his work rate and his effort, but is he a Liverpool Football Club captain? You know, that still remains to be seen for me. I think that the armband weighs him down a little bit sometimes. But definitely we need someone who can just grab that game by the scruff of the neck and sort of, you know, give everyone a good kick on the backside and push us forward, which we haven't got at the moment, unfortunately.
The eternal conversation of is he going to sign a left-back continues. The window's still open. Of course, Alberto Moreno was taken out of the spotlight, quite rightly so, despite what we heard Klopp say on Friday, who seemed to be defending him to the absolute hilt. But even Klopp himself knew that something had to be done about that. Now, Milner looked okay in the position, but the window's still open. The manager's got money. There must be a left-back out there.
Well, there's been two or three knocking about that we haven't really been interested in. Hector got banded about sort of after the Euros, who looked solid enough for Germany. I mean, £20 million, Jürgen said he didn't want to spend that on the left-back, but then, you know, in today's market, when the likes of Jordan Ibert and the players are going with £15 million, you know, £20 million for a very good left-back probably seems to drop on the ocean. But, I mean, James Milner was steady enough, as you said, but for me, he's not the answer there either. I just think we need competitive players competing for the same positions all over the pitch. And I think left back is probably the only one we haven't got anyone. The two players competing for that one position at the moment. We need that competition with places. It keeps players on their toes, keeps players fresh. And I'm hoping that, you know, Jürgen changes his mind and goes into the transfer market and gets with him before it closes.
Well, let's hope he's got something up his sleeve and will surprise us all. There's another away game, of course, to come before the opening of the new stand, and that comes against Leicester on, I think it's the 10th of September. So let's hope Liverpool can bounce back straight away, because the one thing that they need to find this season is that word consistency.
It is, yeah. And I know, as we said before, this is we threw this kind of performance in last season so many times, like the Watford away, Newcastle away, West Ham at home, and you know, to be competing to where we want to be, we just can't afford to be doing that too many times in the season. Obviously, you're not going to win every game, but we need to be able to, you know, sort of throw in performances where, even if we're not playing well, we can still grind our results. And, you know, Dan, it's a lot of sense. It obviously shows the manager that yesterday there's still a lot of work needs to be done, and hopefully he can address up the training pitch and we can push forward.
Now, all this was happening at the same time as news or stories were breaking about Liverpool owners being approached by some sort of Chinese group, the Fenway Sports Group, adamant that it won't be selling Liverpool in the near future. That's despite these latest suggestions of an interest from China. So it's not been completely ruled out that perhaps an approach hasn't been made. But it seems like Liverpool or Fenway Sports are not going to be interested in having any conversations about this. Well, what's your thoughts or perspective on it all?
Well, it's always been a sort of a thought of mine. I mean, this is only my thoughts alone, really. That, you know, I don't think Fenway Sports Group have been in it for the long haul. I think it's, as I said, the hedge fund companies, they're more about investment vehicles and stuff, and they see it as a business opportunity when they bought us back, you know, back a few years ago. I think it's been a sort of a long-term plan, but I think eventually if the right sort of offer came along, they will look to sort of, not sell straight away, but sort of take investment on board, and they'll look to sort of move on eventually. I mean, everyone's got what they banded about this £620 billion figure, but, you know, everyone's got to remember that we've got a manager that doesn't really like spending big amounts of money at the moment. He's much more finding players he can sort of nurture and sort of develop into his own sort of players that he likes. So it kind of ended itself pointless, meaningless at the moment. So, but I'm sure there's no smoke without fire. Investment is always welcome as long as it's right, as long as it's right for the club, and as long as the people who are coming on board understand what the football club's about. That's one of the main things we've got to look at.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this piece that Chris Bascom's written in the Telegraph today. He's saying the American owners feel their recent offering of a 6-year deal to manager Jurgen Klopp, allied to keeping their promise to renovate Anfield, demonstrates their commitment to overseeing an era of stability. But of course, you could see it the other way and say, well, actually, them renovating Anfield and them giving Jurgen a 6-year deal just actually enhances the value of the football club.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the way I would look at Steve, to be honest with you. I think there was a lot of talk sort of before this main stand was built, that once it was completed, then the turnaround from the club from when they first bought it would kind of be complete, really. They have a world-class manager at the helm. They have, you know, an increased stadium capacity. They have numerous commercial deals in place. So the club financially is in, you know, a much, much better place than it was, and therefore, obviously, a better sort of asset for them to sell on eventually when it becomes time for them to do so. So, you know, they have done their bit, and you know, if and when the time comes for them to move on, if that's any time soon, they'll walk over the tidy profit. So it'll be interesting to see how it pans out.
Are you looking forward to seeing the new Anfield? I suppose it was a bit weird watching West Ham yesterday. It didn't feel like you were watching West Ham play a home match because of the surreal nature of that old Olympic stadium that they're now in. Liverpool fans will have a little bit of time getting used to their new environment, I think.
It will. I don't think it'll be a similar situation to West Ham's. Obviously, it's a brand new stadium, and it's an athletic stadium. I must admit, I tweeted yesterday, it looked magnificent on the TV. It looked like a really good spectacle, but then obviously these athletic stadiums aren't built acoustically sometimes with football matches, because as a lot of people said, the atmosphere was a bit flat, and it was. I mean, the game didn't help. The game was absolutely terrible to watch. But I'm sure Anfield will be a different kettle of fish, with it being obviously the main stand just being increased, but you know, they've still got the carpet on the other stand as well. So I'm sure it'll be a different thing for Anfield, but hopefully so anyway. So hopefully we can see some more good nights under the lights at Anfield.
Absolutely. I think they've got the acoustics right as well. If you look at how they've done it, it looks pretty impressive. Stephen, thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Take care. Okay.
Stephen Evans there.
This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.